Blog Talk Radio.
There it is, baby. Let's do this. All right. This is the Eric Terrell Show. I know what this is. This is the Eric Terrell Show. Thank God for the Eric Terrell Show. Thank God for you guys. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate y'all. We got a fun episode in front of us. We're doing girl power again. We're talking about gender discrimination in church. We're praying for gender discrimination in church, and we're praying for Asia Downing, who is not with us. With us today, special guest co-host, he's with us from time to time, my man, Terenzo Blair. What's happening, bro?
Yo, 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 what's going on, man? How you doing, brother?
Oh, my man. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I know you spend a lot of time at church, as do I. You were brought up in the church, like myself. So this is an interesting thing. We all grew up in churches with women. Women are a part of the church. Women have to be in the church. Just like you need women to have a relationship, you gotta kind of have women if you're gonna have a church, especially a good Baptist church. You need a first lady. You need, I was gonna say choir director, but. You need women, basically. You need the arm flailing is better when women do it, is what I'm trying to say. But men can arm flail. But that's another discussion for another day. If you're listening to this episode at the regularly scheduled time, which is Wednesday, normally I tell you call in. You can call in. However, you can't call in today because we're not on the air. What you're listening to is not us talking right now because I'm pre-recording the show. This is being secretly done to be released on Wednesday, but it's Tuesday for us, but it's Wednesday for you or whenever you catch the show. But just don't call in because we're not really here. We're not really on the air. This is not us. It's us, but it's not happening. You know, yeah, got things to do sometimes. My special guest, Vitra the Preacher, a woman I look up to, a woman who many of us have spent time looking up to, those of us that have come up in the church where I came up. Will be joining us soon. You know, Terenzo, it's funny. Sunday night, I was at Beyonce's concert.
Mm.
Phenomenal experience. Phenomenal experience. It was phenomenal in so many different ways. The music was phenomenal. So many things that I can't quite put into clean words. It was phenomenal, and the production was phenomenal. The choreography, so much, was just awesome. You know, there was needless to say, I was a part of maybe 20 or 30, maybe 40. I'm gonna stick with 30% of the audience that was male.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for a moment in the show, Beyonce has to do her big girl power pep rally when all of a sudden, when you don't see it coming, you hear that bass drop. And then she goes, "Who run the world, girls?" And I'm just looking around for the fellas while we nod our heads.
That's when you run to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's time to say, "Y'all need drinks? You want me to get some drinks? I'm gonna grab drinks." But I stood through it. Like I said, the music was great and the choreography was great. So I enjoyed that performance. Who Run the World, Girls. It was good. It was really good. However, like a lot of us, I disagree. First of all, as of today, we don't even have a female president. Now, congratulations to Hillary Clinton. She clinched the major party female nomination, which is like historic. She's the first female general election nominee, you know, Democratic nominee. I'm proud of her, and I do hope she is elected. Half of that is by default, but that's another discussion. But, I am happy for that history. I'm happy for the 20% of female CEOs that run Fortune 500 companies. I'm happy for all of the women in politics, all of the professional women, all of the groundbreaking female domination. I'm happy for that. However, as of today, do you really run the world? Let's look at this, Beyonce. I'm all about girl power, Miss Knowles. But the fact of the matter is that not only do you not run the world, but you definitely do not run the church. There's a church in Philadelphia that has a pastor that is female. There's plenty of them that have pastors that are female. There's one specifically that I have been to, the Baptist Worship Center. Bishop Hunter is the pastor, and I think Bishop Hunter, she obviously is a phenomenal woman of God, and I love every woman of God, most especially my dear, dear auntie, cousin, friend, babysitter person who is going to join us in just a few minutes. However, there's so much work to be done if women are going to run anything, okay? The women run relationships. They do that. Women can run a family, but professionally and in churches, there's much work that needs to be done. There's now, before I let you go, Terenzo, and we're going to bring on our special guest, I have some words that were written about women and their place in church. And I hate to sound like too much of a chauvinist today on this episode, but I know many women may not want to hear these words because they sound pretty harsh. however, you got to take it. Okay. Now, the words are, let women keep silence in the church, for it's not permitted for them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, saith the law. Now, if you're Christian, you might not want to hear that, but the fact of the matter is that you believe those words because that's the Bible. What I just read was 1 Corinthians 14:34. Now, I read this for the very first time about a week or two ago, Terenzo, and I got to tell you, it cut me deeply. I felt like a woman. I'm like, really? We got to be silent? I'm like, oh, I can talk. Yeah. I'm a man. I can talk. But silence. Not only that, there's one more verse, Terenzo, and I'm done talking for the rest of the show, I promise.
I'm listening.
But this is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over a man, but to be in silence. All right, like I said, I'm done. I quit. It's just it caught me off guard. What do you think, Terenzo?
Well, I'm about to tell you something about myself that you don't know, brother, and that is that I did do two semesters in a seminary school. That verse, I think I can speak on that verse because I took a New Testament class, and you know, that was something that came up. When you think about that, the writing, you got to think about the time that it was written and the condition of the church. Specifically that first one, the Corinthians one. Historically, during that time in the church, the men sat in the front of the church and the women sat in the back. So what was going on, and this is what I learned, you know, what was going on was that the women in the back often couldn't hear what was being taught. And they would, like, talk among themselves, and it would become, like, disruptive to the service. So that was the foundation of that verse. Like, the foundation of that verse wasn't so that it would say, women, you're not allowed to talk in church at all. It was an order, a way to keep order. That's what I learned in school. So... I'm just sharing that with you. I'm still of the, you know, I still believe that, you know what I'm saying, that as a man, like, you lead, you know what I'm saying, like, it's natural for the man to be, you know, the leader. That's the natural order of things, you know. There is a man as the covering, you know. And that's just how that's just how things are supposed to go, you know. I don't really know what my opinion is as far as, like, women leading churches and preaching. I personally, I'm fine with it. I don't have a problem with it. But you know, I know there's a lot of churches out there that aren't for it. So yeah, man, that's just a little bit of what I have to share about that subject. What do you think?
I apologize, but I think that's hilarious. So what you learned in seminary, that's great that you went to seminary. I did not know you went to seminary, man.
Surprise, brother.
What they taught you in seminary is that these verses were made because women was just talking too much in church. Women just couldn't keep their mouth shut in church.
Because like, you know, like you said, like the way they were seating and they couldn't hear what was going on, so they were just doing their own thing, like in the back. You know what I'm saying?
They was doing their own thing. The way they
sharing recipes, you know what I'm saying? Maybe like doing hair and, you know what I'm saying, talking about kids and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just,
right.
You know, it was like church in the
front. Nursing the babies and
beauty salon in the back. You know what I'm saying? It was just.
it is natural for us to lead. That is very true. I mean, part of the reason it is natural for us to lead is because it's so traditional for us to lead. Like I said, there hasn't been a female president. You know, we started out being pastors. There was a time I read that women weren't even counted as members of the community. Only males could form a synagogue. Only males could serve as rabbis, scribes, Pharisees, members of the Sanhedrin. It's within the text, which is the amazing thing. I mean, do things change, or is the Bible law? I mean, we believe the Bible. If you believe the Bible, you can't pick and choose what verse, can you? You have to believe the whole thing. Or do you say that maybe this was written, maybe this is just outdated? I don't know. We're not Muslim, tell you that much. Our women can show their bodies. I'm glad about that.
I guess that gets into a whole other, like, topic of, you know, interpretation and, you know, context, you know, in the Bible. Because, you know, there's some churches where, you know, women got to wear skirts down to their ankles and have to have their head, you know, covered. You know, it's like there's different ways that people interpret. So how do we determine who's right and who's wrong? You know what I'm saying?
Well, someone.
But that's another subject.